Buenos dias and good morning. Our scripture today is from Jeremiah, a letter to the exiles. This is the text of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders, among the exiles and to the priests, the prophets, and all the other people Nebuchadnezzar had carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jehoiakim and the queen mother, the court officials, and the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the skilled workers and the artisans, had gone into exile from Jerusalem. He entrusted the letter to Elisha, son of Shaphan, and to Jemariah, son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. It said, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and daughters and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you in exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. This is what the Lord says, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Jeremiah was one of the greatest prophets of the Torah, or the Old Testament. He was called by God during one of the most painful and turbulent times for Israel's history. He lived in the years leading up to the destruction of Jerusalem and through it, and he saw the fall of King Solomon's temple in 586 BC. Jeremiah was often called the weeping prophet because the words he spoke were hard truths and made the population cry out in pain. He talked of injustice, division, unfaithfulness, but he never stopped talking also about God's compassion and God's hope. He never stopped speaking the words that he believed God gave him for the people, even when the people were losing everything around them and did not have hope. Jeremiah always reminded them that God had not abandoned them and that hope could still be found even in a time of crisis. We need to hear that today, do we not? Hope is in there with us, with God, even in a time of crisis. These are the words and lessons of Jeremiah for his own people, but they are so very important for every generation to hear, and especially important for us to remember today. For generations, the people believed that Jerusalem would always survive. It would always be there. The temple would be strong and stand forever. The temple was the center of their faith, their identity, their history with God. But slowly, political conflict, injustice, division, and not being faithful to God or God's ways weakened their nation. Eventually, the Babylonian Empire invaded Jerusalem, destroyed much of the city, and carried out people into Babylon. That's modern-day Iraq. Imagine if you were on horseback, let alone if you had to just walk, 30 days from your home to get to the next place that you were taken. That is how far it would be from Jerusalem to Iraq or Babylon in the day. Everything that they were familiar with, they were separated from. The rhythms of their life did not work anymore. Even the songs that you might sing did not make sense when you were in exile. It was difficult to sing them in a foreign land. Everything they knew changed. To most, hope was lost, and there seemed to be no future. If we think about what these people were going through, maybe we can better relate to those who are being forcefully relocated today to go to other countries. Maybe we can understand those that look for a new country to come to because there is war or famine. Maybe you just simply cannot make a life in your old country and you need new hope. Amen? There is nothing easy about leaving your homeland, your customs, your language, let alone your family or friends. And it does not matter who you are or where you are from. Amen? It is at that moment that Jeremiah tries to write this letter, telling the people what God wants them to know and to do. To me, the most surprising part about this message is that God does not say, you did something wrong. There's no hope. God does not try to shame them. Instead, God tells them to build houses, to plant gardens, to raise families, and to look for the good in the new country that they're going to trust that their story, their cuenta, their story is not over. Even in exile, even in uncertain times, God is still present. God is not confined to one city or one nation or even one season of our lives. God travels with us, even when we don't feel God's presence. The truth still speaks powerfully today from Jeremiah. And every generation knows something different, some different change or uncertainty. Every generation and every nation of people can be sure, though, that God is with them, even during the times of suffering. God is waiting on all of us to call out to God and say, are you still there? Walk with me, Lord. I still need you. God wants us all, as he has created us all, to prosper. Young people, such as students from any country, whether you're in high school or college, or you've just graduated and you have your first job, young people stand at the edge of the future looking forward and wonder where their life will lead them. And no matter where you're living, you're excited, hopefully, about a future. But if you're not excited, God can be there and bring that excitement. At the same time, the older generations, shall I say, as I enter the older generations, have a challenge too. The world that they grew up in has changed very much. I took my sons to visit their aunt, my sister, and she has a collection of antiques. Is antiques the same word? Yes. One was a telephone where you pick it up and you say hello and you have to dial the numbers like this. They had never seen it. Another was one where you hit the keys and it was a typewriter. They had no idea what a typewriter was. They had only seen a computer and the keyboard. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the generations like us, we see things change so much. We don't know what the future will bring. And we wonder, will our children have a future the same as us? We wonder what God will bring in the future. But we still have to have hope, right? Esperanza. God suggests that the people plant gardens. And I cannot help but see the symbolism in planting a garden. When you grow a garden, you must give nutrients to the soil. You must take out the bad parts, just like in our lives, and let the good parts prosper. You must pray to God that the sun comes out and gives you enough sun, as well as enough rain. But then there are beautiful parts. How many years did the people have to live in Babylon before they heard these words? What would their futures look like? Some people today have to travel far geographically, and they worry if they have lost what they wanted to pass on to their children. While others discover that illness or loss of independence or grief from losing a loved one in their family is going to change everything in their lives. It's unfamiliar. It's not normal. What must change? Jeremiah reminds us that there is no place that we can go or a season to be that we will be put in without God there. God is already there, whether we know it or not, ready to meet us when we call. You see, faith is not tied to a perfect season of life, nor to one place on earth. God remains faithful in every season, and every place we go, God goes with us. Then comes one of the most beautiful commands in this passage. Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you. Whew, that would be very hard. I've just been taken captive, maybe even enslaved, and I'm in Babylon, and God wants me to look forward and help the city of Babylon and its people? But if we don't do that, we don't grow ourselves. And how do we keep hope and faith alive? Friendships, relationships, not just with people that look like you, but people that are different from you, are what God is calling us to. Share meals, learn names, ask the stories of their lives, share your own life. And I think you will discover the gifts hidden inside each person, even if it's different, that God gives you. God suggests if they plant gardens, that they will grow too. If they create families and continue to have family traditions, if they make friends with the community and try to pray and bless that community, that they will be happy, even before they get to go home. We are in dangerous and very troubling times in the world today. I talk with people in Spain and Germany and all of Europe. I talk to my friends in Argentina, Ukraine, and even Japan. And all of them feel the same instability that we are going through. The same pain about what they see happening in the world. And it does not matter who we blame. Blame does not change the fact that many in the world are hurting. Many are forced from their homes. Many are divided by evil people who wish to control and own the world. Nothing has changed since Jeremiah's time. There were evil people then. There will be evil people tomorrow. We need to hear Jeremiah's words to be able to make our today better. Amen? Jeremiah's message to the people of his time is also the message to today's people, because Jeremiah's message is God talking to us and telling us what we need to do too. Jeremiah's message, you see, is ultimately a message of hope, not shallow optimism, not pretending that life is easy, but a deeper hope that comes from trusting God and being part of the story that God continues to write. God isn't done with his story, not yet. The exiles in Babylon could not see that as everything was unfolding. So God said to them, "Surely I know the plans I have for you in the future, plans for your welfare, not to harm you, but to give you a future with hope." Those words remind us that our future is never abandoned by God. Wherever life takes us, across nations, across generations, across uncertain seasons in our lives. We are never beyond God's love and reach. We do not walk alone. When we walk with God, there's always hope. Every single opportunity that life brings you hope, if you look for it. But you have to have the mindset that you will look for it. Every time that you go through suffering and pain, there's something to learn. There's something to benefit you. Even if it won't show up and you don't know it until many years later. Every time you meet another person that God has created, you have the chance to know someone and to hear something that you did not know before. These are opportunities, like the opportunities we have this day. Today we sit as people from the United States, Argentina. Some of my people here you may not know are from the Philippines, from England, and many have traveled many places in the world. Maybe you have traveled more places too. These give us lessons that we can share with one another. These are gifts. These are opportunities. Don't take the opportunity for granted. God said to the people that were exiled, when 70 years are completed, I will come for you. Can you imagine me waiting 70 years? I will be dead in 70 years. I might be dead in 7 years. You never know, right? But 70 years, that means that the people that were more than 10 or 20 years old, if that, would probably pass away in Babylon. Yet they needed to hear God's words to make a family, to cultivate a garden, to give to the community they were in. Because the future back home in Jerusalem was not the only good place to be. They could make a future with hope right where they were. If you and I can do that, we've conquered many things. Yes? I know the plans I have for you to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me, and I will find you and your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. You will seek me. You will look for me and find me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. Friends, the part of this message from Jeremiah that is not stated plainly is that you and I do not have to wait for 70 years. You and I do not have to be exiled to another land. It's still a choice if we go there or not. We do not have to wait to look for the Lord. The Lord is already looking for us. We may have to wait for a new season or a new opportunity. We may have to pray to God for a new opportunity and a new season. But we will have to look for those opportunities ourselves too. You and I have an opportunity to sit together in just a few minutes and have lunch together. So I highly suggest that to my people in this church, that you sit among the Argentinians and you talk to them. Do not let this opportunity pass you by. You have a gift of being here and being able to hear from younger people. You have a gift to hear from Argentinians what is happening in South America, what is happening in Rosario, what is happening in their lives, in their hearts. And that is a gift from God. And students, you have a gift too, to listen and to observe, to see that there is love here for you, even though we hardly know you. Amen? Every conversation we share, every meal we share together, every story we listen to is an act of hospitality and friendliness. And even if you're not sure what someone is saying to you, just smile, right? Just smile. Because nobody is upset with a smile, right? No one gets mad if you smile. One of the greatest lessons of Jeremiah's message, even when life does not unfold the way that we expect it to, is that God is still creating something beautiful within us and around us. To our young visitors from Argentina, thank you for bringing your energy, your openness, for having the courage to come here and travel. Thank you for bringing your curiosity and your willingness to share your lives with us. To the older generations here, thank you for your endurance. As I get older, I know how hard it is to endure. Thank you for your wisdom, your faithfulness through difficult seasons. Because even if our students don't know it, I know it, and you have given that to me. You remind us that faith is not only about beginnings, but about perseverance. And we all need to persevere in life. Today, God has given us the opportunity to learn different languages, different histories, different customs, different ages, yet one God who walks with all of us in every season of life. May we leave here remembering that Jeremiah's words to build, plant, pray, hope, and seek the goodness of one another comes also with the word trust. We must trust each other as children of God. We must give God the opportunity to give us a future, no matter what that may look like. Amen and amen. Shall we pray? Lord, may the words of my mouth be the words that you brought through this heart. May they be shared. May they be thought of. May they be your words, and may they be pleasing to you. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen.